Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court sides with Catholic Charities in a tax exemption case. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is an interesting case, but it does have an effect on all other religious nonprofits throughout the nation, not just Wisconsin. But the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously in this case that allows a Catholic Charities chapter to receive tax exemption when they were saying, no, this is a secular organization, we will not allow that, and they went to court and won.
Yeah, it's 9-0, and Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote the opinion. So this is amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible that it actually reached the Supreme Court, but here's the situation. The Catholic Charities Bureau is a social ministry for the Roman Catholic Diocese in Wisconsin, and it sought a tax exemption allowed under Wisconsin law, but it was denied by the state because they did not, quote unquote, proselytize or serve only Catholics.
Yeah, this charity, you know, provides food, shelter to anyone. So the general public can receive these services, not just Catholics, and they're not particularly sharing the gospel in this context.
So, I mean, get this, though. It's a Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities do this all the time. Charities mm-hmm. do this all the time. When they feed or house people, they don't just house people of their own denomination
right.
or their own church. Typically, charities, church charities, religious charities, they provide the services to anybody.
I mean, look at Salvation Army. There's an example right there.
Yeah.
They're a church, but they provide these services to the public.
And so Catholic Charities provides these services to the public, and not just Catholics. So that was one of the strikes against them, according to the Wisconsin Labor and Industry Review Commission, which reviews the state tax exemption issue. And if you get the exemption, you're also exempted from unemployment tax. But they said, no, you're actually serving more than just Catholics. And, oh, by the way, you're not proselytizing. Now, get this. Who's going to make the decision as to what constitutes, quote-unquote, proselytizing or not? Some government bureaucrat's going to say, well, you're proselytizing too much, you're proselytizing too little. Who's going to make that decision? The very fact that a government agency or person is going to try to say you as a church are not proselytizing enough, therefore you can't be religious, is absurd, and it's
right.
very dangerous.
I mean, in this context, you're being the hands and feet of Jesus, helping those as he commanded us to do, but they're looking at, well, you're being secular because you're not, you know, sharing the gospel and you're not only serving Catholics.
Well, the crazy thing is, this case now goes back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court for further proceedings. It should have just been handled before it even got up to that high.
Yeah.
So Wisconsin's tax law is similar to the federal government. It provides exemptions for religious organizations operating, quote, primarily for religious purposes, close quote, from having to pay unemployment tax for its employees. As the Supreme Court summarized in its opinion, Wisconsin denied the Catholic Charities Bureau an exemption because its work, while motivated by religious belief, was viewed as primarily by these secular bureaucrats, secular in nature, because it was not engaged in proselytization, nor did it limit its charitable services to Catholics only. However, the justices reasoned that by requiring religious organizations to proselytize to be religious or to only serve co-religionists, the state had imposed an unconstitutional discrimination of religion.
You know, I found it very interesting, Matt, that Justice Sotomayor wrote this opinion, and she said that The Wisconsin Supreme Court's interpretation of the unemployment tax law differentiates among religions based on theological lines and choices, an exemption only available to organizations that proselytize or serve only co-religiousness is thus not equally available to all denominations and thus cannot stand.
It's a very dangerous decision. I mean, this shows you how bad the Wisconsin Supreme Court is. The Wisconsin Supreme Court had at one time a majority of what would some people call conservatives. And I don't like that term in terms of justices because it's not really conservative or liberal. It's basically your
interpretation. Right?
Constitutionalist is better.
Right.
Or somebody who's more of an activist.
Right.
So it did have at one time a different composition, but they had an election and the composition of the Wisconsin Supreme Court changed. Not for the better. And obviously this is one of those decisions because the Wisconsin Supreme Court just got it horribly wrong.
Right.
Imagine if the government, take for example, the federal government that does tax exemption, if the IRS was empowered to say, well, you're not proselytizing as much as you should. Say for example, you have a food bank or a shelter or some kind of rehab program, you're not proselytizing as much. Or maybe for example, you help people that are being persecuted for their faith, religious minorities. It could be like, for example, Northern Iraq in 2009. That's when we got involved in helping persecuted Christians. But back then there were Christians that were being persecuted in Northern Iraq by ISIS, and there were also religious minorities. And we had people on the ground that we were helping. In our particular ministry of Liberty Relief International, we require two things. One, we want to provide spiritual help and physical help. We want to do that side by side. But a lot of these help organizations, they're just going to provide your physical needs. And it's part of their religious conviction to help out people. And they're not going to proselytize. They're not going to provide as much spiritual component as maybe some others might. Who's going to make that decision? Which one is proselytizing, which one's not, and how much are they proselytizing, and is it enough? I mean, that really is a dangerous position to put the government in the position of making those decisions.
Oh, absolutely. The government has no place, you know, interfering in the actions of the church. And Justice Thomas wrote along those lines where he said the First Amendment guarantees to religious institutions broad autonomy to conduct their internal affairs and govern themselves. This guarantee, which we have called the Church Autonomy Doctrine, provides that a religious institution is not defined by the corporate entities it chooses to form.
Yeah, absolutely. And he also says that the Wisconsin Supreme Court should have deferred to that understanding of the ministry rather than let an unlawful state action impose on a religious organization internal governance. Justice Sotomayor also wrote, it is fundamental to our constitutional order that the government maintain, listen to this, neutrality between religion and religion. Because what Wisconsin was doing was dividing between religions. They were trying to set up a religious, you know, dogma as to what constitutes proselytizing. Well, it may well be that this particular Catholic Charities was fulfilling its religious mission. It's motivated. They were doing it because they were motivated by their religious beliefs, and they want to help people. They may not be handing out Bible tracts to every person, but who's supposed to have that decision from a government standpoint that that's required?
Right. It's the first step to directing someone to Jesus if you're meeting their physical needs.
Yeah. And she goes on to say, there may be hard calls to make in policing that rule, but this is not one. When the government distinguishes between or among religions based on theological differences in their provision of services, it imposes a denominational preference that must satisfy the highest level of judicial scrutiny. Because Wisconsin has transgressed that principle without the tailoring necessary to survive strict scrutiny, the judgment of the Wisconsin Supreme Court is reversed. Amazing, unanimous, 9-0 decision, strong case for religious freedom this is correct. I can't believe the Wisconsin Supreme Court is so far off. I mean, this goes to show you how far off base the majority of the Wisconsin Supreme Court has veered with some of their recent elections that have changed the composition of the court, because this case, as Justice Sotomayor says, is not a difficult one. This was an easy call, thus the reason for 9 justices and Sotomayor writing the opinion. This is a critically important case, great win for religious freedom. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.